Good morning. Welcome to my Greenville home. It is your host here today and every Saturday morning talking real estate, Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty, Greenville Upstate. Thank you so much for joining us today. We are here, like I said, every Saturday talking real estate. We're here just to bring you the latest news, information, advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. And we appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate a lot of the folks that listen to the show throughout the years. And we've been on the air here in the Upstate for over 10 years talking real estate every Saturday. And throughout those years, we've had a lot of folks refer their friends and family to us, and we really greatly appreciate that. And love to help you and your friends and family buy or sell real estate here in the Upstate of South Carolina. So I just want to express our thanks for referring folks to us, and you can continue to do that. We would love for you to do that. In fact, we're having a record year at the Hamilton & Company team at Keller Williams Realty because of so many referrals of friends and family members. Now it's, I've been in the business close to 20 years, and we're starting to see the sons and daughters of past clients now being of the age where they can buy, looking to be first-time home buyers, and we can walk them through that process. And so it's such a fun thing to be able to do that. And the best way to connect with us, if you want to refer a friend or family member, you can just go to our website, mygreenvillehome.com. There is some tabs at the top, and under the resources tab, there is a refer a friend. And when you do that, you can just submit some information there. We're going to give you a gift for that referral, just as a way of saying thank you for thinking of us, whether or not they end up buying or selling or not. Just the act of referring a friend or family member will be make you eligible for a gift from the Hamilton & Company team, and we would greatly appreciate that. While you're on our website, there's a lot more information that you might want to check out. You can go back and listen to some of our past programs on the radio and some of our television segments that we do on Your Carolina with Jack and Megan. You can learn more about our VIP program. So the more you refer folks to us, the more gifts we give you as a thank you. So you can check out our VIP program there to learn more about that. You can see some of our testimonials. All those great things there at mygreenvillehome.com, which works great on a desktop, mobile device, whatever you want to do to connect, you can jump on there. One of the other things too that we love referrals, but maybe you don't have someone right now that's looking to buy or sell. A great way that you can express some thanks for what we do here on the radio every Saturday, bringing you information, is go to our Google site and give us a 5-star review. We would love to do that. We are building that, and we are now up to almost 700 5-star reviews. If you go to if you just Google Dan Hamilton Real Estate, you'll see our business profile show up there. You'll see over 690 some Google 5-star reviews. And if you'll just leave us a 5-star review, we would greatly appreciate that. Make a comment about maybe the radio show or something there. We would love to do that. That would mean a whole lot to us as we build out our online profiles. One of the things that people really use right now in order to find whether it's a real estate agent or a plumber, electrician, whatever it is, especially in the service industry where that personal reference is so important. Google reviews are just really, really big for us. And so we greatly appreciate you just stopping by there. Google Dan Hamilton Real Estate, and that should pull right up. You'll see our 5-star reviews on the Google map. And just leave us another 5-star review. and we would greatly appreciate that. Well, got a lot to cover today on our show. We're going to tell you about a couple new listings. We're going to have a guest on in just a little bit. Can't wait to bring him on. Because one of the things that we're going to be talking about today are home improvements or home renovations. What we're finding, you know, a lot of folks over the past year said, you know, I love the location of my house. It's great. I don't want to move, but the space is just not working for me anymore. There's some things we need to do. We need to maybe update. Maybe our kitchen was last updated in 1989, and it's time to bring it up to modern day styles and all those kinds of things. So, and the other thing, you know, people are just like, wow, this market's moving so quickly. I don't want to try to time, you know, buying and selling all at the same time. Yes, my home value has gone up, but if I were to find another home, that would just it'd be that much more expensive as well. So home renovation, it's just been a great thing. And right now, a lot of people can tap into some of that equity that they have in their homes to be able to do this. And so today we're going to do a pretty deep dive into the ins and outs of home improvements, why you should invest in home renovations even prior to selling. So maybe you are thinking about selling. We'll talk about some great return on investment type home improvements. So what are some of the best investments? And so we've got a great guest that's going to be on in just a little bit. Chuck Hartman with AJH Renovations here in Greenville. He has been in this business for quite some time, and he's going to bring on some of his expertise today when it comes to home renovation projects. So can't wait to chat with Chuck here in just a little bit about home renovations. Our show every week is brought to you with sponsorship from Daryl Holland and his team over at UpstateClosings.com. Daryl is a professional real estate lawyer. So his firm specializes in helping people with real estate transactions, the ins and outs of those, the title work, putting all the documents together for the lenders, making sure that's all done correctly, recording of deeds and titles and all those different things there. They do a great job. We recommend them. You can go to UpstateClosings.com or call them at 864-467-0500. Or the easiest way, if you are a buyer in this market, you get to choose here in South Carolina your closing attorney. So just let your agent know that you'd like to work with Daryl Holland and his team, and they will connect you. They put that right on the contract. So it goes right on the contract who your closing attorney is. Once you go under contract, that full final contract is delivered to the closing attorney, and they start the work right there. So we recommend Daryl and his team. They do a great job. You can go to UpstateClosings.com to check them out. Well, I want to tell you about a new listing that we have that just hit the market this week. Very nicely renovated home in the Cherrydale, San Suzy area of Greenville, which if you know kind of what's going on, that's a booming up-and-coming area. And this is a kind of an older bungalow on a basement with three bedrooms, two full baths. One of those baths is completely brand new, renovated in the past couple of years, actually added in the past couple of years to this home, making it a full three bedroom, two bath. It's got it's full brick, which is nice, low maintenance on its 5 East Blue Ridge Drive. So very, very close to everything you need to be, close to Swamp Rabbit Trail, Cherrydale, Furman University, downtown even. So go check that out. $265,000 move in ready, number 5 East Blue Ridge Drive in Greenville. We would love to show that to you even this weekend, so go check that out. Well, you are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today, Dan Hamilton, every Saturday bringing you the latest news, information, advice so you can make a smart real estate decision. We got to take our first break, and we will be back in just a minute. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back. I've tried to cut these corners, try to take the easy way. I'm on top of the world, eh? I'm on top of the world, eh? We've been for a while now, paying my dues to the dirt. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. It is your host here today and every Saturday talking real estate. I'm Dan Hamilton with Hamilton & Company of Keller Williams Realty. Thanks so much for joining us. If you want to jump on our website anytime, you can go to mygreenvillehome.com. We'd love to connect with you there. If you have a question for me, if you have a specific real estate need, we'd love definitely to help you. You can reach me out to me there. Lots of different ways on mygreenvillehome.com or call me anytime at 864-527-7685. That is our direct team line. So you get right to us there if you call 864-527-7685. And of course, as was mentioned earlier, if you just Google Dan Hamilton Real Estate, that's going to get you right to our Google page. You can leave us a five-star review or check out some of our five-star reviews for our team members there as we are rapidly approaching over 700 five-star reviews on Google there. And that's a great way of what people learn kind of more specifically firsthand how we work as a team and the level of service that we provide to our clients. Would love for you to go to mygreenvillehome.com. You can see at the top the resources, and you can go back and listen to some of our past shows. We had Doug Johnson on a couple weeks ago talking about his new climbing gym in Greenville, Block Haven. Go check that out. That was a fun interview with Doug. We have different things on there, what's happening in Greenville every weekend, so you can kind of get a feel for what's going on there. That we have the Flying Rabbit, Jonathan Simmons, the owner there. One of the things we love to do is just to highlight a new, newly opened or opening soon Greenville business. And if you would like to be considered for an on-air interview, so we promote your business, we'd be happy to consider you, and would love to hear more about your business. You can reach out to me directly there through our website, mygreenvillehome.com, or call, again, 864-527-7685. We really want to do it. We can to help promote different business owners, small business people here in the upstate of South Carolina. And you can go on and check some of those last shows out. If you want to come on our show, we'd love to have you and do that. So we're talking home renovations today. In just a little bit, we're going to have a guest on, Chuck Hartman, who is the owner of AJH Renovations. And he's going to be able to go into more detail on some things that we need to be thinking about, some of his firsthand experiences with doing home renovation projects here in the upstate. But before we got into that, I want to just kind of highlight some ideas on, even in this seller's market, why you'd want to bother with home renovation. So we're going to talk about some of the reasons why, even in this market, you do want to make sure that your home really shows in top condition, some of the best return on investment items that you can do to really get the top dollar for your home in this market. So, fast-paced market, not all renovations are created equal, and this is where really it becomes a good idea to, if you're thinking about putting your home on the market, to bring in a real estate agent and say, all right, Dan, what are some of the things that we can do? What are some of the things that we should avoid? Because not all renovations are created equal. Some will give you a very good return on investment, and some you'll get just, you'll lose money on, and so we can help you do that. But there was a 2021 cost versus value report, and it gave five great home improvements based on the highest rate of return. Number one was manufactured stone veneer. So if you have vinyl siding, maybe putting some stone veneer in certain places, that's going to give you a really good return. Garage door replacement is one of the other top return on investment items. A minor kitchen remodel, you're going to recoup at least 70% of your cost there when you put in a nice remodel in your kitchen. Vinyl window replacement, which is a great item anyway, if you have some of those older drafty windows, to update some of those, that's going to give you a good return on investment. And then lastly, of the five, siding replacement. So going to a fiber cement versus vinyl, that's going to give you a really good return on investment on the outside of your home there. So those are some of the good renovation projects that you can do to really kind of pump up your home value as you look to get it back out there on the market. Like I mentioned, we want to bring on Chuck Hartman, who is the owner of AJH Renovations, really to get a firsthand look at what are some things that you need to do. So, Chuck, thank you so much for coming on the air with us today.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you.
So I guess, first of all, Chuck, tell us a little bit about your company, what you do, how long you've been doing, and kind of what your specialty is.
AJH Renovations was actually founded by my son, Ariel, back in 2005. My background is in engineering, and that's what brought us to Greenville 30-some years ago. It was O'Neill Engineering. Retired from that in 1996 to pastor full-time, and then as Ariel started the company, I worked with him, and we've built it into a full-service design-build renovation contractor. So we have an in-house design studio with several Clemson graduate architects, drafting capabilities, as well as our field staff for putting the work into motion in the homes. So we've been doing this for a little over 16 years.
Okay.
Mostly in and around downtown Greenville, but also Greenville County and a little bit further away if we are building a home. We also do custom homes.
So okay.
It's grown quite a bit.
Wow, that's fantastic. So very interesting. Your son started it, and then he said, Dad, let's use some of your expertise from an engineering background to come in. And so you guys kind of partnered together then? Is that how it works?
Yes, that is true. We're partners in the company. I run the design studio and business development. Ariel runs the field operations.
Okay.
And also expansion of the custom home division, and we are also branching into light commercial.
Oh, wow. Okay. Very good. So as you know, over the past, I would say, especially, you know, a couple of years in Greenville, what are some of the trends that you're seeing? What are, who's calling you? Who's reaching out? What are folks really focusing on when it comes to home renovation projects right now?
Well, we were quite stunned this past 18 months, first March of 2020. Everything kind of fell apart, and there was a great deal of uncertainty. And we certainly expected that the market would tighten up. It did not. It's been absolutely crazy. We have been swamped with leads, prospects, proposals, and then projects. And they are ranging everywhere from kitchen remodels to whole house renovations to major additions. But we are seeing just a tremendous amount of effort being put into people's homes. I guess because they've been locked down for so long, they're starting to see that what their house needs on the inside and on the outside, perhaps being in close quarters with their children, they realize they need more space. So they've been expanding. So we're seeing a lot of home expansion projects.
Okay. So what if someone calls you and they say, you know, there's some things that we want to do around our home, what are some of the steps that they take? What's the first step that someone would take if they wanted to embark on a home renovation project?
Well, as a design build contractor, we obviously want to talk to them first about their design needs, their living needs. And we do recommend that if they've lived in the home for a while, they're going to talk about a lot of minor things that need to be fixed, need to be repaired. From an efficiency and a cost efficiency standpoint, we recommend that you orient those smaller projects around one major renovation, like a kitchen renovation. And that's something that we're seeing a lot. They're wanting to renovate some dated kitchens or master bathrooms. Mm-hmm. But as you were saying in your introduction, one of the first questions we ask is whether they're planning on staying in the home after the renovation or whether they're planning on selling it.
Right.
From our standpoint, that's a major criteria as to what we recommend.
Okay. Go back to the phrase you used, design build. For those that maybe don't understand what that means, can you dive into that just a little bit further?
What that means is that as a contractor, we do the renovation work in the field. But as a design build contractor, we start with the homeowner's dreams, their desires, their needs, and we put together the design, and we do the design drawing package working with the homeowner. And then beyond that, we help coordinate all of the material and fixture selections, color selections. We also offer interior design if people want to buy new furniture, new wall art. We're really a full service shop, which creates a seamless process from really start to finish, from concept to cleanup.
I think that's a really key point for listeners out there, because I think, you know, some people, as they look at doing this, are like, oh, it's overwhelming. You know, there's so many decisions. I'm going to have to go out and find an architect, a designer, an interior designer, all these different things. But they can literally just come to you, and you all can handle that all in-house, so that keeps that communication nice and tight and everyone's on the same page.
Yes, and during a design, there's always design iterations. There's always, right. What if we do this or what if we do that? If you're going to an architect or a separate designer, then you have to go back to a builder to find out what the cost impact of that change is. With a design build renovation contractor, you just have to walk across the hall.
Right.
Okay, this change is going to cost that much. And it does streamline the design process, and it also helps keep the project under budget.
Right. Well, we are talking with Chuck Hartman, AJH Renovations here in Greenville. And we got to take our break here at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Chuck about home renovation projects, some do's and don'ts, some things to think about. You're listening to My Greenville Home. We'll be right back. All right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. We're here every Saturday morning bringing you the latest news, information, tips, and advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. And for a lot of people over the past year or so, especially, a smart decision has been to stay put in their home, not to move, but to actually spend a little money on their home and bring it up to more modern standards, or maybe realign some of the dated floor plan to bring it more up to date, and in embarking on a home renovation project. And so we've got Chuck Hartman today, who is with AJH Home Renovations, Renovations here. They are a design build, home renovations, also ground up, and now also commercial construction. So Chuck, thanks for taking the time to come on with us today. I guess the big thing is, how do most people pay for a home renovation project right now like this?
Well, the two ways that we see people paying for them are home equity lines, mm-hmm. and construction loans.
And okay.
With a larger renovation project, you're probably looking at a construction loan in which the built-up equity that you've had over the years will go toward that loan, of course. But we do recommend that in the design of that renovation that you look to maximize square footage. If there's a simple addition that can be done, a master suite addition, bumping out, making a larger kitchen family, open floor plan, or even, although it doesn't really count in the appraisal, but even exterior living. That's something that's very important. An outdoor grill space or even an outdoor kitchen, very popular, very attractive, very functional. But when it comes to securing the loan, you want to maximize the upward trend in unit values by increasing your square footage.
That is a really good point, especially now if you are kind of tapping into your home equity and hoping to build even more equity with your project, expanding the footprint of your home. That makes a lot of sense, because that makes it easier for the appraiser to come in and say, yes, we are actually increasing value on this property. So that makes total sense. And we do see a lot, over the past 24 months, a lot of folks have gained much more equity in their homes than they even realize, and being able to tap into that to further expand the equity makes a lot of sense. So home equity lines, construction loans, all those kinds of things. And if you are listening out there and have a question about that and want some good direction on local lenders that can do that, we would be happy to connect you with folks that can do that. Chuck, I think some people may have pumped the brakes a little bit, even if, as they've seen in the paper and on the news, that maybe construction material cost has gone way up over the past few months. Can you address that a little bit? What are you seeing out there?
Well, yes, Dan. The major inflation, of course, has been in lumber. Lumber has gone up 400 or 500% since this time last year. It's gone to nosebleed heights. Now, just recently, in the past 4 to 6, maybe 8 weeks, lumber prices have dropped, and they've finally worked their way through the system. The suppliers have sold off the lumber that they bought at the higher prices, and we're actually now starting to see lower unit prices on the street, which is good. It's very, very helpful. But because of the sky-high inflation on lumber, people have kind of missed the fact that all other commodities have been going up too. They've been going up 8 to 10% every couple of months. So it's been one of those creeping inflations that has been hidden from view by the big news item, which is the lumber.
Mm-hmm.
Lumber's coming back down. People are getting excited again about restarting projects that have been put on hold, and we have seen a number of projects over the past 18 months be put on hold. People are waiting, but then we have to come back and tell them, lumber's come down, but roofing's gone up, windows are going up, doors have gone up, everything else has gone up. So it's still an issue, but the one positive thing for folks is that the interest rates have not gone up.
Right.
And so even when the lumber prices went sky high, if you looked at amortizing that differential, say over 20 years, it was usually less than the appreciation of the home over that period of time. So even as the inflation and materials have gone up, it's still a very good time to renovate and to expand.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that's where someone like you, and I would imagine you've got some, when you start to do some cost estimating, you put those initial numbers out there to folks, you can maybe show them some of that data and kind of project out what that looks like over time when they borrow that. We kind of see the same thing where I hear some folks saying, well, you know what, this market, when we're looking to buy, maybe we're going to wait because we think it'll even out a little bit. But when you start to run those numbers of where, if you can borrow money at 3% for 30 years right now versus what that would look like at 4% and 5%, even if prices go up or even if they stay the same or come down, then the numbers just don't make sense. It makes sense to go ahead and use that cheap money right now.
Yes.
So what are, as people, maybe they do get some sticker shock and they, when you come back with the numbers on their dream project, what are some of the things, tips that you can give listeners to maybe work around some of those things or shave off some cost maybe what are some tips that we can do if they do have a little sticker shock?
Well, I think the most important one, the primary one, is to look as to whether the projects can be phased.
Hmm.
Oftentimes, living in a home for 5, 10, 15 years, you have a number of things you want to do, but they don't necessarily all have to be done at once. So one of the benefits of a design build team is that we can do a master plan so that if the work can be phased, the initial phases don't interfere with the subsequent phases. You don't want to move a wall or tear out something, put something in, only to tear it out 2 years later when you do phase two. So that's where a good design plan will allow you to take this large project that's too much to swallow right now and to cut it into bite sizes and prioritize them. So do the kitchen now and do the master suite later, or if additional square footage is what's important, do the master suite now and do the kitchen later. But have somebody there to make sure that it's been planned out.
That's a great tip. That makes a whole lot of sense. Well, Chuck, what if folks wanted to get in touch with you? What would be a great way for them to start to learn more about your particular company, or maybe they wanted you to look at a personal project for them?
Well, the first thing we recommend is take a look at our website, ajhrenovations.com, and that, of course, has a query page. But they can also give me a call. Call me at 864-901-3021, and we'll talk through the project, find out what their desires are, what their situation is, and then one of our designers will get in touch with them and set up an appointment to meet them at their home and, again, walk through, take notes, take measurements to do a full proposal.
Awesome. Well, good deal. So ajhrenovations.com, that's Chuck's website. Where would you what would kind of be the minimum level project that someone would want to contact you with?
That depends on geography. The closer the project is to our office, to downtown Greenville, the smaller the project can be. But probably a single bathroom renovation would run somewhere around $15,000.
Okay.
We do renovation projects. In fact, we're negotiating project at $815,000. So a wide, wide range. The larger the project, the more geographic radius we're able to efficiently adapt. But something right down the street, we can update a bathroom or redo a kitchen. So it's a very wide range.
And you mentioned earlier that you can not only do renovations, but you can do ground up. So if someone says, I want to build a house from the ground up, that's also part of your portfolio of work.
Yes, that's one of our companies, AJH Custom Homes.
Okay. And then commercial upfit as well, right? Is that?
Yes. Yes, we've been partnering with some local commercial contractors to do single and double craft work for them. So that's been a good addition to our portfolio, trying to not let the eggs all fall into one basket.
Right. Diversity. That's important. Well, good. Well, Chuck, thank you again so much for coming on today. You've really given our listeners some things to think about, some ideas to ponder. Chuck Hartman, AJH Renovations. And we really appreciate you coming on today, Chuck.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it, too.
All right. Well, we have got one more segment to go. We've got to take our final break today. You are listening to My Greenville Home. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll take our final break and be back in just a minute.
Just trying to keep it. Say you want to move on, and you say I'm falling behind. On the corner of me.
All right, all right. We are back. You are listening to My Greenville Home. I'm your host here today and every Saturday, Dan Hamilton, talking real estate. Bring you the latest news, information, and advice to help you make a smart real estate decision. We really appreciate Chuck Hartman with AJH Renovations coming on. He and his son are partners in that great design build firm. And he really talked about this, the idea of the pros of working with a design build firm like theirs. When you come to do a home renovation project, they can listen to your ideas, come up with the actual design, how to implement it, cost it out for you, and then get in there and do the work. So it's really one-stop shopping to get all that done. And I would really encourage you to go check out their website. They've got some great photos of projects that they have done, give you really some good ideas on what you could do with your house to really renovate it, make it modern and fresh and clean. Go to ajhrenovations.com. And if you are interested in having them come out and take a look at your property, you can reach out to them there on their website as well. So thanks so much, Chuck, for coming on today and giving us some great inside information on really maximizing what you can do with your home and in a renovation project. So as we wind up our show today, every Saturday we take your questions, and you can go to mygreenvillehome.com/questions. To submit your question that I will answer on the air. So we're going to go to that here in just a minute. Before I do that, I want to remind you about Daryl Holland and his team at UpstateClosings.com. They do a great job, and they would love to handle your next real estate closing. And then tell you about one more property that you might want to check out. New listing, Terra Pines, great neighborhood, 10 Compton Drive. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home right there in Terra Pines, which is a great neighborhood off Hudson Road, Terramont Drive there. Built, actually, one of the newer homes built in Terra Pines right there on 10 Compton Drive, but because it's built in the 90s. Very desirable neighborhood, super quality construction, and ready for your updates. And, you know, when we talk about this home renovation idea and the appraisals and all those things, you got to make sure that your neighborhood is going to be able to support any renovations that you do from a pricing standpoint. You don't want to overbuild. You don't want to be the most expensive by far home in your neighborhood. So Terra Pines is a great neighborhood where you can actually go in, renovate, maybe do some additions, add on, all those things, and still have a good value there and be in good shape for the neighborhood. So go check that out. Go to mygreenvillehome.com, 10 Compton Avenue, $339.9. Great price, great opportunity to own in Terra Pines, super neighborhood here in Greenville. And once you're there on mygreenvillehome.com, of course, you can do all the searching you would want to find your next home. You can save that search, and you can be notified as soon as a listing matches exactly what you're looking for. It'll shoot you an email. You can have it do it instantly when it hits the market, or a daily digest, weekly digest, whatever your time frame is. You can adjust it to make sure that you're getting just the right amount of notification of listings. So as we wind up today, we are going to the Ask Dan segment. And our first question is from Charlie in Inman. He says, I'm interested in purchasing a home, but I'm not sure if my credit score is good enough. What's the best way to learn if I can afford a home? And Charlie, this is a great question, and it's really good for you to start asking these types of questions before you start go looking at homes. And really one of the best things that you can do is credit score is one of the most important. If you need to get a loan for your home, your credit score is going to be a very, very key factor in that. And there are certain minimum credit scores that you're going to need to qualify for the loans out there. And so I would say the very best thing that you can do is to go to myfreecreditreport.com, get a free credit report, make sure that you don't have anything on your, any derogatory things on your credit that you don't know about or maybe you forgot about, and then get a FICO score. You're going to maybe have to pay a little something to get your actual FICO score, but you're going to want to get them from all three of the major credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and the other one, I can't remember. But there are three of them. You're going to want to get it and average out what's your score. So it might be, you know, 680, 720, 640, 646, whatever it is, you're going to want to average those out. And for most loans out there, you're going to need a minimum of 620. That's where lenders really start to look at you seriously to get a loan on your FICO score. So that's really the number one thing that I recommend is that you go and you can go to a lender. Actually, it's probably the best way to do that. Just go to a lender and say, can you pull my credit and see how I would look to get a loan? And within, you know, 5 minutes, they can tell you exactly what you're looking like there. And then if your credit score is where it needs to be, so I would say a minimum 620, your best rates out there, your best terms are going to be the 720 plus credit. That's A plus credit when you're up there. And you're going to get the lowest rates out there. You're going to have the most options. So the higher your FICO score, the better. It's really very interesting. You know, you can make $500,000 a year, but if you have poor credit, you're going to pay much more on your interest, even if you can get a loan. So they do look at they're going to want to see income, all those kinds of things there. But really, the key factor for a lender is going to be what's the probability, the chances that you're going to pay me back on time as promised, and that's why they look at your credit score for that. It's very interesting. We see all kinds of things out there where people that, you know, they make really good money, but they might have some credit challenges. And then we see some folks who they don't make a lot of money, but they take really good care of their credit, and they make sure that they're paying things back as promised. And so they've got a strong credit score. And there's a lot of other things that go into that, the length of the history that you have, your credit utilization, all those kinds of different things. But that's the number one thing, Charlie, that I would recommend is that you go to a lender, have them pull your credit, and make sure that you can afford a home and that you can qualify for a a loan out there. And if you need some recommendations on that, I would love to. We've got some great local lenders that we recommend that can walk you through that. If you're on the, if your credit score is on the fence, they can recommend a few little tweaks that you can do, maybe pay off a credit card down to a certain point, do different things to help get your credit score up to where it needs to be to go ahead and get that loan. So great question, Charlie, and I'm glad you asked it. Thanks for listening and thanks for your question. Our next one is from Sally. Sally in Greenville says, I'm new to the Greenville area and considering home purchase. Is it better to buy or rent in this market? That's another really good question. And I always kind of look at my, what would I do if I moved to a new town and want to get a better idea, would I purchase first or would I rent? It really kind of, it's a personal preference in terms of, what you want to spend. It's definitely more expensive right now to rent. We're actually helping someone kind of look for a rental right now, a personal friend, and it's competitive out there. It's expensive to rent right now. So if you got that extra money and want that peace of mind of not being fully committed to a particular house or particular property, then renting short term 6 months may not be a bad idea. I think that's probably, if I said, all right, I'm going to just move to a new town, I'm going to move to Austin, Texas next week, I don't know that I would want to buy a house immediately. I'd want to move there, want to get a feel for traffic patterns, for, the kind of things that I got involved in, whether it was work or church, different things. I'd want to make sure that I was, finding a neighborhood that really fit my personality, our family preferences, all those kinds of things. So I would say personally, Sally, if it were me, I would probably have to rent for a while. I do see, it's interesting. I see people that move here and they will buy a home sight unseen. Literally, they will say, go find us a home. We might do video work with them. But I just, I couldn't do that. But certainly some people obviously do and can and feel totally comfortable with that. But that's a great question, Sally. And I think a lot of it just kind of depends on your personality, your preference there, on your tolerance for surprises, because you can get surprised there. But I would say, the same thing could happen if you, buy any house, even if you've lived in an area for a long time. There are certain things that pop up in neighborhoods and traffic patterns and different things that you maybe hadn't thought about. So great question. We'd love to answer your questions here on the air. You can always submit them to mygreenvillehome.com/questions. And we will help answer those for you. Well, we, like I said earlier in the show, we really appreciate your referrals. People that listen to the show and they have family members or friends that are looking to buy or sell. We're still looking for listings out there for people that are looking for homes. We've got a lot of buyers still looking. And in fact, if you're on our email list, we just emailed you. Here are homes that that our buyers are looking for. So maybe you don't want to go on the market, but if someone said, hey, here's a pile of cash for your house, you might be open to that. So if you're not on our email list, shoot me an email, info@mygreenvillehome.com, and I'll forward you our list of properties that we are looking for right now actively for our buyers. And we can play matchmaker, and you don't even have to go on the market. So happy to do that. Well, we are out of time today. Thank you so much for joining us on My Greenville Home. If you need to connect with me, I'd love to do that. 864-527-7685. If you're a business that you'd like to be considered to be featured here with an interview, I'd love to do that as well. Just reach out to me, info@mygreenvillehome. You've been listening to My Greenville Home. I'm Dan Hamilton, and I'll see you next week.